response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chairs may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal amount of time to be determined by the chair, and that time has been determined as follows. Lead witnesses will have 2 minutes for each witness, and there's no reserving time for other witnesses. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, their affiliation, and position on the measures. For those witnesses, there's going to be a time limit of 10 minutes total for support and 10 minutes total for opposition. To allow the public access, we've admitted members of the public to 2 hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. The participant number is 877-226-8189. 877-226-8189, and the access code is 287-6059. 287-6059. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate or the committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number, because this can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line. At that time, you will be unmuted, and you are then ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching and hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. We have one bill on today's agenda, AB 654, the Reyes bill. And before we hear a presentation on the bill, let's establish a quorum. Consultant, please call the roll.
Senator Cortese?
Here.
Cortese here. Ochoa Bog?
Here.
Ochoa Bog here. Durazo?
Here.
Durazo here. Laird?
Here.
Laird here. Newman?
Here.
Newman here.
Okay. Thank you very much. We do have a quorum, and now we're going to hear from Senator Limone, who will be presenting this bill on behalf of Assemblymember Reyes.
Thank you, Chair and members. Today I present to you AB 654 by Assemblymember Reyes, which is a cleanup bill to a previous measure she had, AB 685, which focused on the basic steps employers must take to control worksite-specific exposure of COVID-19. Cleanup to this measure is essential to the public health and safety of California so that we can mitigate the effects of the pandemic. Recent amendments remove all opposition and even moved the Chamber of Commerce and others that were in opposition to a support position. Here to testify in support is Jassy Gruel, Legislative Director for UFCW Western States Council, and Rob Maturi, Policy Advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you. And Rob Maturi, if I understand you're here in person, if you'd like to step forward and testify, you may do so at this time. Right there is fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Rob Maturi, California Chamber of Commerce, just very briefly in support of this good cleanup legislation and glad to answer questions, but don't want to take more time. And I believe Jassy, the sponsor, is also here.
Right. And Jassy Grewal is on the co-host line. So we'll now go to Jassy Grewal. If you can hear us, please go ahead and commence your testimony.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, Chair and committee members. My name is Jassy Grewal, Legislative Director with UFCW.
On behalf of our frontline essential workers, thank you for hearing this important measure, which offers necessary technical cleanup to last year's AB 685. I'm happy to answer any questions the committee may have. Thank you.
Okay. We are going to move to other testimony on the support side. We do not have an overflow room today, but let me ask if there's anyone here in the committee room who wishes to testify in support of this bill, other than the lead witnesses we already heard from.
Mr. Chairman, members, Chris McKaylee on behalf of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, also in support of AB 654. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And appreciate your adherence to the rules. This portion of the testimony is for your name, your affiliation, and your support or opposition of the bill. Anyone else in the room, in the committee room, who wishes to express their views? Seeing none. Again, we have no overflow room today. Under the circumstances, we are going to go to the moderator and ask the moderator to queue up any support witnesses on the teleconference lines. Thank you.
All right, people on the phone lines, if you wish to testify in support, please press 1, then 0 on your phone lines. And we'll first go to the line number 25. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Faith Borges on behalf of the California Association of Joint Powers Authorities and the Family Business Association of California, respectfully in support.
All right, we'll now go to line number 26. Line number 26, your line is open.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Megan Subers on behalf of California Health Plus Advocates in support.
All right, and now we'll go to line number 23. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Tyler Munzing on behalf of the American Council of Engineering Companies in support. Thank you.
All right, we'll now go to line number 22. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Devin Anderson on behalf of the California Dental Association in support. Thank you.
All right, we'll now go to line number 21. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Jason Schmelzer here on behalf of Public Risk Innovation Solutions and Management in strong support.
All right, and now we'll go to line number 19. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Ryan Souza with the California State Association of Counties in support. Thank you.
And that was the last supporter we had on the call. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, moderator. We'll now turn to any opposition testimony on this bill. There's no lead opposition witness identified, but let me ask if there's anyone who wishes to express opposition here in the room, in the committee room. If so, please step forward. I'm seeing none. Again, for those familiar with the protocol, we have no overflow room today, but we will go to the moderator now and ask the moderator to queue up any opposition testimony on this bill, AB 654.
Again, the phone lines for opposition, please press 1, then 0 at this time. Again, it's 1, then 0, and an operator will give you your line number. And at this time, no lines have queued up for opposition. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, moderator. Appreciate you checking. We'll come back to the committee now. As noted, we have a quorum and chair and our vice chair, Senator Ochoa Bogue. We are here. Anyone wish to comment or ask questions on this bill?
I'm happy to move the bill.
Senator Newman would like to move the bill. You have an opportunity to close, Senator.
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. And with that, we'll ask the consultant to take a roll call vote, please.
The motion is to pass. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye.
That passes 5-0, unanimous vote. The bill is out. Thank you so much, Senator, for presenting. And let me just, I did this last committee meeting in a different way, but if I can exercise the prerogative of the chair, I acknowledged the entire committee staff and my own staff last time. I know that each member up here acknowledges their own staffs, including the vice chair, for their work individually in their offices and the committee staff. I don't think I mentioned Martha Gutierrez last time. I don't know that she's here Oh, there she is. Martha, thank you so much for all your efforts during the course of the year. We appreciate it very much. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.